fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is First Impulse. I am your host, Brother Mike Richardson of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter. First Impulse is our podcast celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter located in Largo, Maryland. That's Prince George's County. Usually I'm joined at this point by one of my brothers in the fraternity, but we have something special for you today. Between the last episode and this episode, we had the inauguration of the 63rd governor of the state of Maryland, Governor Wes Moore. Governor Wes Moore is also a brother of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and one of our chapter brothers, Brother Dale Wright, had the opportunity to catch up with him, and we just wanted to let you in on that conversation that they had. We think it's a good conversation for those living in the community, and we wanted to share that with you. I'll be back on the other side of this to talk about something really important. So, for now, let's hear from Governor Wes Moore.
I am joined today right now by the 63rd Governor of Maryland. Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. Congratulations. You're first day on the job.
First day on the job. We're starting hot, though.
And guess what?
First day on the job.
And what did you do? What's the first thing you did?
We started off with service. We're excited because we signed an executive order today enabling a new department in our state government, which is going to be focusing on service. And it was important. And it was important because that is going to be the direction for our state. We are going to be a state that serves. And we want to come up with multiple ways for people to be able to do it. And I give a lot of thanks to my Alpha upbringing.
Was that first, the original thought?
Yes. First of all, servants of all, we shall transcend all.
Yes, we will.
And I believe deeply that service will help us to transcend all. Every single challenge that we have as a state and every opportunity that we now have as a state in front of us, it will be solved by service. We need more people engaged. We need more people involved. We need more people to serve. If we can do that, we are going to be a state that will move faster than every other state. And so that's why literally use our first hours to talk about and sign executive orders that's saying we are going to be a state that serves.
This is your first day.
Yeah.
You came out the bat. You had three separate press conferences.
That's right.
About talking about the need to kind of adjust things and get things put in the way that you wanted it to be done.
That's right.
So why is that important to you? Because I know at during the inauguration, your son was so cute. Oh, my God. He did the Pledge of Allegiance.
He did. He's my practicing man. For 3 weeks.
He's
practicing
right.
for 3 weeks, and he knocked it out. And he knocked it out, and he looked out. I mean, we're talking over 6,000 people.
Yes.
And he got up to that microphone. And as I always tell him, you know, you are never in a space or in a room that you don't belong in. And he stood up at that microphone like he knew, I belong right here. And I'm so proud of him.
Do you know, you said that one time we were campaigning with you and you said that. And I was like, you know what? That's a great quote.
Yeah.
You're never in the room that you shouldn't be in.
That's it. And I want everybody, and particularly for our students and our young people, like I want them to understand, you are never in a room because of someone's benevolence,
yes,
or someone's kindness, or because of a social experiment. You know, every room you're in, it's because that room would be incomplete if you weren't there. And that is the message that I want to send to every single young Marylander. Like, you are there because you belong there and because we need you to grow and excel.
I bear the lead. I should have said, I'm greeting you from Pi Epsilon Lambda.
Yes.
Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda, key number 652. We welcome you. We say thank you. Congratulations, brother, and all that good stuff.
And I say thank you. And I'm proud of the fact that, you know, for the first time in the history, we have an alpha man.
Yes.
We have an alpha man,
yes,
who's now serving as governor of a state, and I take a real sense of pride in that we're doing this together.
Sigma Sigma.
Sigma Sigma.
How was life there?
It was great. It was great. I mean, listen, that's my sayings. That's
right,
my
right,
sayings.
Right.
And you know, but I mean, I you realize that you're part of something bigger.
Yes.
You're part of something bigger than yourself. And one of the beautiful things for me about Alpha Phi Alpha is it allowed me the opportunity to grow within a framework and to grow within an organization that prides itself on service.
Yes.
And that's what was so important to me.
Yes, yes. I know at the beginning of your day yesterday, you went down to the Alex Haley Memorial. So I'm associated with one of the Haleys, one of the original Haleys, with, you know, Alex Haley's great-great-great-great-great-grandson, I believe, something like that. And I called him. I said, hey, did you know that Wes Moore is going down there to do that? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? So it was a secret. I like that, though. I thought that was very important. Why was that important to you to have that moment?
You know, I think it was important for the state to understand why this moment, for so many, felt so improbable.
Yes.
Why this journey has been so important, and why I wanted to show people that I recognize the fact that I can see higher because I know the shoulders that I'm standing on.
Yes.
That and many of the shoulders that I'm standing on were people who were brought right there against their will and helped to build, you know, literally not just the land that we all cherish and appreciate, mm-hmm. but literally helped to build the building that we are standing in
yes.
right now. And I wanted to make sure that we understood and appreciated it. But as I was saying yesterday, that yesterday was not an indictment of the past.
Yes.
I wanted yesterday to be a celebration of our future.
Yes.
And everything that we're trying to get done together. But it was important to start the day with that remembrance, and then to start the day with where we literally marched from the docks to the Capitol.
Lieutenant Governor Arona Miller, right?
That's right.
Oh my God.
That's right.
I got it right. I was telling her, like, Arona.
Get close.
She's over there keeping me straight. But, yeah, I just want to say thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you,
run across each other. We always say we're going to have some time to
That's
get
right.
together and talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to come back to you guys later on in a year sometime when he gets a little bit more free time, because this is literally his first day on the job. This is January 19, 2023, and we're going to give you 19 minutes and –
19 minutes, 6 seconds, yes.
He came up with that. I was like, yeah, we're going to, I want to schedule some time with you. He said, yeah, we're going to do 19 minutes and
six seconds.
I said, my man.
That's right.
Congratulations.
A-Fi.
All right. And tell the brothers at Key 652, Pi Epsilon Lambda, wish them a good year.
Listen, I wish y'all a good year, and I look forward to welcoming you to Annapolis as well. You know, I was looking around and they said, you know, there's a nice big lawn that we have here at State House, and I said, that's not a lawn, that's a yard.
We're going to plant something there.
Yes,
thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Okay, we are back, and this time I am joined by my brother, Brandon Buckner, who is my Lion brother, Spring 22, and we are also here with Ashley Thomas from Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Iota Gamma Omega Chapter.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to First Impulse.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, we have you two here for a very specific reason, because we have a special event coming up in this month that this podcast is airing on February 18th, and I will turn it over to you to tell us a little bit about it, Ashley.
Okay. Well, like I said, my name is Ashley Thomas. I am a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the Iota Gamma Omega Chapter. I was initiated in fall 21 of Iota Gamma Omega, and I have 116 wonderful, beautiful, sweet line sisters. And we do have a upcoming event on February 18th, which is the Ivies and Ice Masquerade Ball, which is going to be partnered with Iota Gamma Omega. And I want to say, is it Pi
Upsilon
Lambda, Chapter of Alpha. Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. It's going to be a good time, and I'm excited to be here.
So we've talked a little bit about our chapter and what we've done in the area, mm-hmm. but you're our first guest that is from outside the chapter. So can you tell us a little bit about Igo and the type of things that you and your sorors do?
Okay, so Igo is one of the larger chapters in PG County. We are very, very, very involved in the community. We also have the ICC, which is the IB Community Charities, which is our philanthropic arm, which services the community. Normally, we have different scholarships. We do things with the kids. We have SWILA. I mean, if I go down the list, we'd be here all night. But we just have so many different programs and committees and things that we do for the community and the kids. Just to ensure that we're, you know, present and ensuring that, you know, we're helping out the kids and just people, period. We, you know, we feed the homeless. We give back to the kids. I have one of my line sisters. She's a principal at Princeton Elementary. So we read to the kids every single year. We have like a read-a-thon. So we all volunteer and we come in. We read to the kids. We have another soror who was in Jack and Jill, so we collaborate with Jack and Jill. We just do so much stuff. I mean, on a regular basis, we have our wonderful membership committee chair, Miss Serenity Garnett. Her mom, also a soror, Cheryl Garnett, Petty Garnett, is the executive director for ICC. So, you know, we do so much. Like, I'm just so grateful and thankful for just the opportunity to be a part, not only the sorority, but the chapter. Like, it's amazing what we do regularly in the community. So,
and we're happy to partner with you for this event. So, Ivies and Ice, tell us a little bit about how this started. How this idea come about?
I would say, in the early part of the fraternal year, I think there were discussions between, you know, our chapter president and the IGO chapter president, just trying to look for opportunities to collaborate. And I think that was just informal discussions. I think they both came to an agreement like, hey, look, IGO and PUL, we need to do something. Mm-hmm. And President Brother Stewart, I mean, reached out to myself, Brother Alexander and Brother Bowie, and said, hey, look, you know, we've agreed that we want to do a collaborative event, you know, pretty much come up with something, yeah. You know. So we just started working. One thing we realized was that, you know, this was an opportunity for both organizations and chapters to, we're both visible as far as doing the work, mm-hmm. but we want to be visible as far as doing the work, but also providing opportunities for social events as well. Within our chapters, you know, we have events and stuff like that, but we all go out and we like to do nice things. I think we're all in agreement that everyone likes to get dressed up and have mm-hmm. a good time.
Okay.
So we were really trying to just channel that energy for some sort of event. And based on that, we knew that we wanted to do some sort of formal event. So we just started doing legwork, just trying to identify locations, you know, potential themes. So we did a lot of the legwork. And what we did was, I think we just informally proposed it to IGO at a happy hour one day.
Yes, they dropped it on me.
You know, we said, hey, look, you know, this is what we're thinking. You know, what do you all think? It's a good opportunity for both organizations to not only collaborate, increase brand awareness, but do something fun for the community, you know. And I think we got buy-in that night, and I think that's where the committee was birthed, after that happy mm-hmm. hour. And from there, we've been meeting like weekly. And I think what we did was, I think Ashley came up with the name Ivies and Ice, because so we came up with the whole theme of a masquerade event. We knew we wanted to do something formal, yeah. semi-formal, where everyone was dressed up to kind of create a vibe.
Yeah.
That's what we proposed. But I think Ashley was the one that came up with the name, Ivies and Ice. We were fighting it at first, but the committee agreed to it. Mm-hmm. And it eventually started to stick. You know, so I would say one thing I like about it, how the event came about, I think it was organic. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that seed was planted mm-hmm. from leadership, and we kind of just took it from there. But I think the recurring theme is that this is a collaborative event.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Ivies and Ice. It's a masquerade ball. What can attendees expect at this event?
DJ, mm-hmm. 360 booth. We're going to have served hors d'oeuvres mm-hmm. For 90 minutes. We've identified that menu. There will be a signature drink, okay. Cash bar, photographer, 360 booth. It's going to be a vibe. You know, yeah. It will be at the Crown Plaza College Park.
Yes.
Which is located in Greenbelt.
Yeah.
That information, you know, can be found on Eventbrite. As far as the flyer, if people are looking to get tickets, you have the option to purchase a ticket through Eventbrite and Cash App as well. It will be decorated.
Oh, yes. We'll be decorated by, what is it, Party Bag Decor, who is, you know, Anna Gibson. She's a friend of mine, but also She's a really good decorator. Mm-hmm. So we kind of tapped her on the shoulder for that, for the decor. So she's going to be putting her beauty and brains together for this event. And she's excited to put it together. So I'm excited to see what she puts together for the event. It's going to be a vibe. I mean, you know, the girls, the pretty girls, you know, my dress is green. I already had a dress for my aquaversary, so I'm just gonna wear my dress because it didn't get the look that it needs to give. But anyway, you know, just your cocktail, you know, your after five wear. It doesn't have to be, you know, a ball gown attire, but you know, put your heels on, put something cute, you know, on, and bring your mask. Bring your mask because you're not coming in without a mask. It's a masquerade event.
You want people to show up. We need to
wear
be clear.
Wear your mask.
Not your COVID mask.
Your COVID mask.
You need to come make with sure real.
You know.
Correct. If you need to Google masquerade event,
yes,
there's some options online for you. And we will have masks available for people who forget.
Okay. So you said you were excited about these things. What are you, this is for both of you, what are you looking forward to coming out of this event as a result of this event? Are you looking for future partnerships or more exposure in the community to help propel the work that we're doing? What excites you about what's about to happen?
In my opinion, I think, you know, outside of us having fun, networking, and just enjoying the vibes, I think that it can be something that we do on a yearly basis. And at some point, we can allow for doing something for charity with the proceeds at some point, or some of the proceeds, because I think that the work that both chapters do on a regular basis, we can continue doing the work. Like right now, we're trying to get the word out there, spread the word, let people know that PUL is out here, IGO's out here. You know, we still want to have fun and enjoy the party, but you still want to understand that we're a part of two organizations that we're coming together and doing something for the community as well.
Okay.
So
who is invited to this? Is it just PUL and IGO, or can anyone come?
Anybody
who is willing to buy a ticket, who will be allowed on the premises.
Yeah. Okay.
How much tickets?
$90.
Okay. And how can people get tickets?
They can go on IGO's website. They can go on PUL's website, and we'll have the flyers both on each website. You can go to Eventbrite and just type in Ivies and Ice Masquerade Ball. It should come up. You can go on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's it. Instagram, right? Instagram, all social media, it's all over. And you can also reach out to myself. My Instagram is Call Her Ash with two H's on Instagram. You can send me a DM if you want to come. You can send, and then Brandon, he's gonna tell you his Instagram too. You can send me a message on Facebook. My first name, last name, Ashley Thomas. If you want to come, I'll send you the link. Like, it's gonna be a vibe, and I'm excited, you know, to just do something that is after five. You know, we always in business attire. So, you know, you want to, you know, let your hair down and just, you know, have fun, but still be about the community.
I think one thing we talk about a lot is, you know, we all like to do nice things. Mm-hmm. You know, our organizations, we do work and we do try to raise money for scholarships and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you want to create an experience that people actually want to spend their money on. And I think this is an opportunity for that. So we're able to not only create an experience that people want to pay for, but we're also able to spend money within our organizations and do things that we like to do. So I think this is a huge opportunity. Also opportunity to build on in the future. It was something else I was going to say. My Instagram.
I was about to say, this is a nice way to not give you information.
B.A. Buckner at B.A. Buckner 92 on Instagram. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity, you know, collaborative event, brand awareness. This is something that we can build on yearly and create a following.
So we thank the pretty girls of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated for partnering with us. We are very much looking forward to this event. It is February 18th. Tickets are on sale until which date?
Monday the 13th.
Okay, so you have until the 13th to purchase. So you only have a couple days once this airs. So do not waste time. Get in the building. Party with us. We're going to have fun. It's going to be a vibe. For First Impulse, I'm Mike Richardson. We'll see you next time.